introduce yourself. The ladies have won, and there are a couple of them up here to talk to us.
Yeah, 11-4. Big W's today. We all needed that.
Well, you only won one game all year, and it's got to be frustrating. You lost
quite
a few close games, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but identify yourself to our listeners.
I am Izzy Draybant.
Yes, you are.
I am a sophomore.
Izzy, you're one of the few old ladies on the team.
Yeah, I am.
So how did it feel to finally get a couple of wins here against a conference opponent?
It feels great. It's only up from here. We got a lot of work to do, though.
Well, but you had to start somewhere, right?
Yep, I agree.
So what did the girls do well today?
We hit the crap out of the ball. Our bats came alive. We had really good plays. We had quite a few double plays, actually.
Oh, that's good. You need that on defense. Pitchers like that. You're a pitcher.
Yep, yep. We had, I don't think we had really, we had maybe like one or two errors. We didn't have really any errors.
Well, we just saw one here for the baseball team, and now a stolen base. They've got a runner at second. Matt Thompson at the plate for the Jacks fouls it back off the backstop in the count 1-1. So tell us, I know that Desiree hit one out in the first game. So were there dingers in the second game?
Yeah, there was. I think it was Lexi first. Lexi hit one, and then Allie hit one, and then Sierra hit one. So we had three total the second game.
This pitch on the inside corner, he's jawing at the official here. That pitch, he tried to turn away from it, thought maybe it was inside, and he's jawing at the umpire, isn't he?
Yeah.
That pitch had some movement on it from Valentine, and 1-2 is the count. So here we go with a runner at second for Alpena. The pitch up high and inside, and it's 2-2. So when the girls came up after the first game, I said, you know, on the bus, Todd said that Sierra was going to hit one out.
I had a feeling she was going to hit one out today. I honestly had a feeling Des and Sierra were going to hit one out today, for sure.
Two balls and two strikes now on Matt Thompson for the Lumberjacks.
Ooh,
he swings and crushes this one up the gap. That's going to go all the way to the fence on three hops. That'll score a run for Alpena and a stand-up double for Matt Thompson. And the score now is 4-1. And he's pretty happy with that, the young man for Alpena. So now we got to play mid-Michigan. We finally get to play a home game.
Yeah, we do. I'm hoping for nice weather.
Are you hoping for a 35-mile-an-hour wind blowing out like always on our field?
Only for us, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, you don't want that when they're at the plate, right?
No.
Brett Marashin at the plate now for Alpena. Well, Izzy, say your shout-out. Say hi to whoever you'd like to.
Shout-out to my mom and dad and my brothers and my grandpa who came and drove 4 hours to watch me today.
Little pop fly to the right side and into the outfield. The Aussie Zach Gomersall makes the grab. One out. Evan Fairbanks coming up for Alpena. Okay, so I think we have another lady to talk to.
Yep. I'm going to hand her over.
All right. Good job, Izzy. Left-handed batting Evan Fairbanks up for Alpena here in the sixth. 4-1 Bay College leading. There's one out and a runner at second. For Alpena, first pitch to Fairbanks from Hunter Ballantyne. He's trying to finish this thing. We do have, is that Scotty warming up in the bullpen? Somebody's warming up in the bullpen, I think so. For the Norse, runner at second. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped it up. This is in foul territory. Oh, the wind takes it a bit back toward the line, but Josh Blake saw it all the way, and he grabs it for out number two. Okay, so now who are we talking to?
Hi, I'm Ava Martin.
Yes, you are. And you're an old lady, too.
What?
And you're one of the old ladies on our team, too.
Yeah, sadly.
Tell me what it was like for you guys to get out there and win a couple of games and be able to smile and have some fun.
It feels really good. I feel like we're coming so much better together as a team lately. And just, like, being able to hype each other up and get these wins in was just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when you go there and lose every game and you play hard. You practice every day. You're doing your schoolwork. You're doing what you're supposed to do, and you don't win. And it's tough, hey?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, everyone's been putting in extra effort. We have late practices. We've been working harder and harder, and, I mean, it showed off today a lot.
So tell me, who was the star today, do you think, for the girls?
Oh, that's a really good question, honestly. I mean, our pitchers did amazing today. Izzy and Allie really rocked the mound today. It was awesome to watch. But I feel like everyone batting-wise really just showed up today, and it was so nice to see.
Well, right now, Hunter Ballantyne has got two strikes on Caleb Stuck. So what do you think? Is he going to get the strikeout here?
I think so. I trust Hunter.
He looks back to second. Now he's ready. The pitch swung on, a half swing. Right back to him. He jumps up and gets it off the ground. Throws to first for the out. And Alpina's turned away in the sixth. What do you think about that?
That was great. Great play. Great way to finish that.
All right. Well, say your shout-outs here, Ava.
Oh, probably to my mom, Barb Davidson. She's at work right now, but I love her so much. And then my dad, who drove 4 hours to come watch me play today. And all my grandparents back in Detroit.
All right. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you on the bus.
All right. Have a great night, Jack.
We got Domino's coming, I think.
Yeah, we do.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Ava Motten, everybody. Sixth inning done here in Alpena. We go to the seventh. Bay College ahead 4-1 in baseball. We'll be back in 90 seconds.